what are the shailas involved? First, are you permitted to have surgery? And then you can go into the question whether it is a question of pikuach nefesh or not. Obviously, it's a question of pikuach nefesh. Then, secondly, does he have a din of a pitzu adako? And because of that, he is not muta lobo deko, which means he's not permitted to be miyachet, even in ishtoi, with his wife, because he's not muta lobo deko. And there, we are going to, Yitzhak Hashem, come to a conclusion of Rav Moshe. Moshe Feinstein in his Kvoy Torah, which was to the Rav's 80th birthday when it was printed here in Yeshiva, has an entire answer to the Shaila, a rather peculiar kind of conclusion, a peculiar kind of discomfort. And then, if chilosoi is bidei shamayim, soifoi bidei odom, we are going to analyze what bidei shamayim, bidei odom means. Is this called a soris or a petzura dako, bidei shamayim or bidei odom? Meaning, I like to explain it. Meaning, that if the reason for surgery is an illness, do you now call this bidei shamayim the result that you have to undergo surgery or you have to proceed with surgery? Is this called now a bidei odom or bidei shamayim? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is the prostate?
I'm sorry.
What is the prostate?
Prostate factum, it's a gland. The gland that is in the bladder, it is also a part in the reproductive organs of a man. Now that it plays a function in the reproductive functions of men. Now, first we have to have the Mishnah. Mishnah is in the iron and olive in the promise. You want me to speak loud? I will. Huh? And oh, but I'm not going to speak more today. The Mishnah in Yevamos of Ayin and Aleph. It says, Oro lo chalat meim lo yechu betume, and so on. And then it says, Vim lo yodo mishinase, one of them is, that to adako hu shoko, hei ve'avdei en yoichlu, to adako hu shoko, in other words, hei ve'avdei en kud I, and shein lo yechu. And shein lo yechu. Women, their wife cannot eat. Tumah, you're talking about tumah. I said, for all kind of men, mother, you're tumah.
Where's the Makar again, please?
I'm sorry?
The Makar, we don't have that Makar.
The Mishnah is in that iron about. The Ezeth to Adako, the Mishnah now is saying, what is it to Adako? So it says, to Adako has to do with the basin, with the testicles. Ukushoko has to do with the penis, not with the testicles, but with the penis. It's a different. Would we be la fuke? Which would be la fuke? In other words, this would eliminate the shvilim which are not b'tur hakis or b'tur hakim, but they are where they are. Close to the prostate, which is within the body itself, and not within, so to speak, if you would call it, the outer male organ, right? The outer male organs, right? This is what we would have right over here. Then, just then the problem of the prostatectomy would absolutely be no question. There would be no shaila involved, because it is not b'toich hakis, it is not b'toich hagid, then what problem is there? Then there is no problem. Okay. Now, if you want to follow now, yes. I'm going to ask something to Andrew. Yes.
They used to do that in surgery. They don't do
that. It's only basically the older doctors who would do it. They have come to a conclusion that by cutting this, they are no way actually increasing the danger of infection. They've come to this conclusion. I don't know whether they are right or not, but most of the doctors today, the younger doctors, do not cut the shvira as well as good. Now, if you look on page five, the Rambam here says, "Tzua dakro kishok v'shinosu v'shisol v'alo loikin." Right. Actually, here there's a whole problem of Rambam Shita, that all Chai Belavim is Leikal Ve'ile Beloi Kiddushin, except for Kongot of Almon. Now, then he say, take a look into Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Ezev Tzuadako, Kol Shinif Tzuha Abein Shilo, Ukhushofo, Kol Shinichas Hagit Shilo, Ubishloishu Eberim, Shinif Tzuha Hazocho, Begit Ubishilin, Shibahem, Tizbashil Shichvas Hazora, Behena Nikroim Chutebet. Now the word Shitzis Bashir Shichvazera could either mean that the Rambam means it's only in the what? In the Git. Or it means in the entire reproductive functions, which would also include the Shvilim that are close to the prostate. All right? Now, yes, I'm sorry. There are those who want to say, we are going to come to the conclusion that he does not, but I mean, there are those who want to say that this is what the Rambam means, and that becomes now the problem. Are you permitted to undergo a prostatectomy if it is not pikuach nefesh, obviously? If it falls under pikuach nefesh, then it's not, sometimes it is done for convenience sake, for comfort sake. I can tell you Maiserav, Atenken did not permit for himself, talking to myself himself, he did not permit a prostatectomy because the doctor told him there is no danger, just discomfort. And maybe it's only a question of discomfort, so he did not permit on himself. I mean, I'm not only, I told you, the Maiserav means what he did for himself.
Russian definition
was according to him, Russia's definition would not stand. According to Hankin, if he did not permit, then it does not
stand.
I have no idea. I cannot tell you.
No,
I can only tell you a fact. Alright? I cannot tell you. If we have to know, the halacha is like Rashi or like the Rambam, then this would be a problem, right? Wouldn't it? If there would be a machlokes, then you would have that problem. Is it or is it not? Now,
I'm sure that he rejected the prostatectomy
on the grounds of having the prostatectomy, instead of maybe rejected on the grounds of general surgery, there was a sake of discomfort. He needn't have made Dr. Hisraya for saying no just because it was a prostatectomy. He could have said it was because it was the sarcoma of having the general surgery, number one. Number two, yeah. And number two, it also could have been
If it would be a question of pikuach nefesh, period, then he would have had no right to make that decision.
I'm saying, but you said on the grounds of comfort, on the grounds of comfort, he could have given gratis shikulim to the ground
maybe,
of anesthesia and general surgery.
Maybe, I just told you a maizah rav. I once asked Rav Hefkin, I told him, why? And he answered, what a very hard thing. That's how I passed it for myself. Okay. Now, if you take a look now, let's continue in the Rambam, in Halachot Tes, where he's speaking about what you call the Dei Shamayim, or what is not the Dei Shamayim. He says, Kol Tzu Shomayim Binyin Zeh, Kishelo Yehoyo B'Dei Shamayim, Kikan Shikros Odom, Oy Kelef, Oy Yikor Koitz, Oy Kiyotz V'Dvon Eyle. Avolem Noyvet Kushof Rav Tzodako, Oy Shinoyvat B'Loy Beitim. Now, underline that, Oy Shicholo Machmas Gupoy, Ubotlum Emeno Evoren Eilu, Oy Shinoyvat Ben Shchim V'Him Soysom Oy Koso, Are they kosher over the call? She called Eilu B'Dei Shamayim. So the Rambam here is giving us a cloud that if the origin of need for surgery was a question of health, in other words, cholo machmas gufoy, right? She cholo machmas gufoy. And after that cross on, and after that, in other words, after that there was surgery, then I raise a kosher over the call. She called Eilu B'Dei Shamayim. This you call B'Dei Shamayim. So according to the Rambam, I mean, superficially looking at the Rambam, prostatectomy would be no problem whatsoever. Why? Because it is a result of illness, of sickness, and then you call it what? B'Dei Odom, even Korson, right? Even Korson. Now, look at the next sheet, which is in Aleph. 7. That's a 2. Tzvadako kushofo asirim lobe di Yisroel v'tom in Yeres v'shucheres. Afilu koin tzvadako. Now that he doesn't have a kiddush as koin either, that's a gemara. Now, look at the next page at the end. Says the following: Kol shenifta hagit desakim ed makasel oyabetsim atule echot mehem oyachutim shabetsim tuim behem vechein im nesmaya hagit oyabetsim oyachit achut oyshenichas hagit oyafila achas mabetsim oyachut oyafilo. By the way, this is important. Oyafilo nikvo betsa achas oyposlo bekol shuv bechol eile im nase bedei odom oyafilo mi atzmoy alidei choyli posel. What does he say, the two? The two says that even so it was Ali de Choyli, he still possible over the call. Aval noidat kach me meimoi oi shenasu de de shemayim, ki gam Ali de ram uki yoitse boi kosher. So what does he call the de shemayim? Either if he was born like it, or a natural cause. Ram means, most probably, Ra'amim, thunders, or thunder, or lightning, I mean, whatever it is, I would say, a cause of nature, not, I shouldn't call it natural, a cause of nature, in other words. Wait, that's not called it. Okay, Ra'amban, Ra'al Machshir, the Nasa, the Choyli, the Rashi Poisel, the Chain does, it does, I think, of your Roshwak. So this is one thing that we think. So he brings it here as a machloki between Rambam and Rashi, right? Between Rambam and Rashi. We're going to analyze what it is. So, He says that Rosh Kaiser you have here. I made a copy of the Rosh, I think. You should have the copy of the Rosh. The Rosh is on this Gemara that I made on the Oval, in the Oval, I think it's Beit. That Rosh. The Rosh says the Pirish, the day she mind Pirish Rashi, and the day of Omin Uborot. Uborot is here. Oi, Loki me me imun, Adel en Iri, boi choy, the Mestaris Posse, the Chayim Mashma de Yerushalim. So he takes it for granted that Rashi holds what? That Rashi holds that Ali de Choyli is considered, no, you don't have that. That Ali de Choyli is considered a, bidei Odom. Ali de Choyli, after that, an interference by, intervention by surgery, then this is called what? Bidei Odom. Alright? Rabbi Lutam Machshir, Rabbi Lutam is Machshir, he says, Afile Nidlo Beya Achas, Afile Bidei Odom. The Rabbi Napan, by the way, is right here in our Gemara, and the Turkish Emir and the Beya Achas, Emir Kir Tzoros Hamad the Kosher, the Rabbi Napan passes like this because he says, I saw myself, one went only one day, only was what Moilet. So how can he call him a Tzoros at all? He's Moilet. Just from personal experience, I saw it. So Rabbi Tam says that it's obvious that it's not. So it's actually that this is again a machloekin. If you look into the Bach right over here under Rabbi Tam Achshir, Pirish de benichusu abeitzim or yachut abeitzim kimoi shirigilim for roifim lachtoich mitnei even atiras hashtan ein opostel e benichusu shneyan. So interestingly enough, here the Bach comes and he makes a distinction. That if only one of what is called the, in Latin, vas deferens, is being cut, then there is no shaila that it is kosher. That's what the Bach is bringing here. All right. Now, what? Yes, based on the time, obviously, but he passed Mrs. Saloch. He passed Mrs. Saloch. We look into the Shulchan. Again, we have it. I have it here. It's on page 13. No. It's on page 14. Call peaceful Shulchan will be in Zek, Shulahoya with the Shemayim. You can't she cross the Odom or call Koy to be it in the Romeo. I will in Noyat Kush Shoshwa Tetsuadako, Shinoyat Velebeti, Meshachola Mahmat Dupoy. Ubotl mena eilem eile, eilu, oi shenoilat ben shrin vihim soison, oi kosom, hareze kosher lobe de kol shikol eilu bide shemayim la Rambam. So he says that this is the Rambam's shah, right? Avo le rashi lo roish, loi mikro bide shemayim, eila le de ramin, uborot o me meimoi, avo la le de choy li choshe fide yodo un posom, because of a roish toch hamashma mirushav. There is, by the way, the Beishmuel, and the Rosh, Beishmuel, are already drawing our attention that what the Rosh takes for granted, that this is what the Rashi holds, is not so. And, by the way, the Yom Shel Shloimeh, you have that also. We're going to come to the Yom Shel Shloimeh later. They are drawing our attention to two Rashis. One Rashi is right over here, which one do they say? How did the Rosh say that Rashi holds like this? And that I hear on the base, Bidei Shomayim, the Rashi says, Ali Deiro Omin Uborot Oimim Me'imoy. So he seems to indicate not Machmas Choyli, right? Halidei Omim Uborot Omim Me'imoy. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, and the fine hair on the Aleph, which is which is the sheet the number 2, and then is number 1, sheet number 1, but the Rosh took for granted that that's how Rashi holds. Then if you take a look under Solis Chamo, Solti Bato, take a look at the Rashi on Ayin Heir Metalot, the second Rashi from the end of the Omid. Solis Chamo, Solti Bato, for Solis Chamo Bidei Shamayin Hu, Nachmas Choyli, V'haylav Choyli Hi. In other words, the Gemara wants to say that what? That if you took out one bait for that what? That he has a din like a Soros Chamo. So the Gemara says Soros Chamo Solkidato. So Rashi is saying, what is a Soros Chamo? Bidei Shumayim Machmas Choyli. The sickness is considered what? As a Shumayim. V'haylav Choyli. That's number one. This Rashi, by the way, we can still live with what the Rosh learned. We can say, fine, he became later Ali B'dei Shemayim, even Ali B'dei Choyli, it is considered B'dei Shemayim. But it doesn't mean that what? That surgical intervention after that is permissible, right? But if you take a look into Rashi and you have that, and that Chofon et Aleph, the Yivomis, and you have that on number 3, okay. Solis Odom, Shisrosoi Odom, Vinloy Machmas Choyli Nistar Meilov, Vahaba Biklau Biklau Tzuadako, Uchishofu, who also Lisi Yisrael, the Tzit Vayomab Tzuadako. So Rashi is really putting in Choyli as a Deshomayim. So the Peres is all by the Peres Shmuel is asking that Kashi and the Yamshir Shloim is asking that Kashi. Most of the Achrene say we don't see it in Rashi, something that the Rosh saw. And they come to a conclusion that this is, that Choyli is considered B'dei Shomayim. As a matter of fact, if you take a look into the Yom Shor Shoyne, which you do have in your Yom Shor Shoyne is on 38. He has a question, Dinti Tzuadako, you have it? Dinti Tzuadako B'dei Shemayim Kosher Ba'afil Ali Dei Choyli. So, he says the following, V'keinu G'doylo, Minayin Lo Yilaroi Shloima, Shirashi Davke Ali Dei Ramin Koma, V'lo Yal Dei Choyli, Dilmen Lav Davke Koma, V'lo Yachloik Al Divra Ra'am, V'am Shikosav Lehegid Ali Dei Choyli Kosher. So the Yom Shor Shoyne, you know, in his sharp way, the way he wasn't scared of anybody, of any rishi, says, "Ve'efshe shiloi diktik v'divra Rambam shiloi yorogi boy." Kol kach. This could be that the Rosh didn't the Yom Shor Shoyne man put him out parenthetically. Says at one point, how could the Rambam be a godel? He told his son in his abdomen, the Yom Shor Shoyne was a comment. How could you call the Rambam in any way, how can you compare him to the Rabbi Tzvam and the Ri, if he's telling his son, Rabbi Avraham, he should learn Chumash with Ibn Ezra. How could he be a godel if he tells something like this? He says, V'afa pi she'im ishirin esariach v'moysoi. This is his words. Achafi sheni shirin esari achu moisoi. Achafi came says he legabe the Rambam legabe the Rabbi Natan and the Ri, he was nothing. I mean, this is how he makes away the Rambam. You know, the Yom Shor Shoyne was a very sharp person. Now, so he says, Vo'oi talui Rashi gufe le'elmenei perish besugi the Soros Hamor. So stamma pirush hot kosar stamma bidishmai u machnes khoyu. Al kein in kemuch hat lehed yid al di choy un bini shumayim. Vi oit le el de perket an la bait le tzua al chushaf vso odom pirshashe vso os odom shisir si odom veloi machmes chel op nistar mevo. Mashma, da li de choy le loi choshet vede odom di kosher ki dibra amon. Alright? So al kein mire shi dibra amon ike o kir shoy noi heidi an amon aram bang vichen heidi asmak shali de choy le kosher. Now, I tell you, I will have to limit myself, because of time, I'll have to limit myself in giving you the entire thing. If you will ever have time again, you come to the Inyan of Be'er Achas, which is an interesting approach between the Rabbi Netanyahu and Rivas Gidolus, Baralochus Gidolus. But I don't know if you will be able to yet. Because what I am interested in, and I think that this ought to be a great answer to all of you. Interesting thing that you should know. Being in the Sefer. I remember the Hof once had a terrific problem when he learned Shabbos. You are learning now Shabbos. Had a terrific problem. And that was with Kino, which the Gemara says is spontaneous generation. Which means that a kino is not Torah the Rabba. A kino is not Torah the Rabba. It comes from Isaiah. Interesting, the Rambam, the great doctor, the Rambam, says exactly the same thing as does the Gemara. So we ask the Rashi, I asked the Rav, how you fucking be known now? It doesn't exist. There is no such thing. So the Rav had a very big problem and he came to a conclusion of Nishtano Yitim. That climatic influences will change biological factors. In other words, he said to us that maybe there was such a bria as a kino, this man, a gemora, that was not called the robber, but it came in Isaiah. Today it's not here. Today we don't have this kino. So he says, according to this, I would have to say that Ahuri kino b'Shabbos is chayif. Right? Today Ahuri kino b'Shabbos is chayif. By the way, it's a interesting, but an extremely dangerous thing to do. And as future rabbonim or people who are interested in work, you have to know that this is a very dangerous thing to work with, but that at times this has to be used. And I want to show you now the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, you have it on page 16. And 17 and 18. He speaks about the Bishvilim Shem the Shebehem Tetzvashal Azera, the Hei Nikroim Akuti Beitzim, Rashi Pirish Yvonnesan Hei, Beis Chuta Beitzim, Shaf Beitzim Tiyan Ben Kis, Abul Nire de Moide Rashi de Gam Ashvit Shezera Sheshif Azera Shebegit Gamken Beklau Kuti Beitzim. We have talked about it immediately at the beginning. Shemaskinim b'gimor, that it is possible. Right. Now, continue on the next page. V'hine kifi ha'yudua al-fi ha'rotim, ha'shvilim nechnosim lo'in mek v'guf, v'oivrim kimoi chatsi gef keshes, ad shenechnosim legit, v'oivrim derech ha'git v'zoim ha'nuchutz. But see, shvila method start actually v'oim mek ha'guf, right? And continue on. With the loy his kuru, listen carefully. With the loy his kuru, the gemor, the poskim, mashma, the dafke, the memokem, shashvir, and the nim, eno mikla, the tzua dako, vele nipsa, lele nipsa, vinidach, begitu, vbeitim, chutim, shemehem, abo loy achutim, apnivim, shemtech aguf. Ve'afile im nistares, ali de krisa, shashvir, and the tzua aguf, yukomu, kamile nesa, vikol. Vidino, kesha, rokoi, kesha, You can wish across a face and say to God, God, you want to look into it, then please do. Now, take a look and listen to this. והנה בגמור המבואה, דהוי בגיד בי שבילים. אחד לקטן ואחד לשיטה זו. You know, בגמור had an interesting question regarding כוס שופר. A כוס שופר is בגיד. כוס שופר is בגיד. Right? That's what we said before. It's בגיד. In the penis itself, not in the testicles. So, the Gemara says that if the shtam, the urine, comes out through the shvil of the zerah, then you're called a kushofor, according to one mandoma. The other mandoma says no. It's an achloit in the Gemara. So he says, now, listen to it carefully. In the Gemara, the word, the hoya be good be shvil, echot mitkan and verch nishit hazoah. The kidona is cut in good fish hazoah. The chen dono, the matal mind, it is mekoymes. But he urinates from two shvil. וכן אומר בחוירס ומדלת, בייס נקובן יש בו יבואת. ובדובר זה נשתנו הטיבים, ואצלנו אין בגיד אל שביל איכות, והזרע נכנס בגיד בראש יש סומך גוד, בגיד. לא, אבל she says, it's not true. Today it's not true. ואנו בשביל. ואנו בשביל. ועל ידי, now continue on, ועל ידי, the next, ועל דרך הנטועה, הנטוח בחולי אובל דין הנטוח תופל עציר את השטן על ידי סימס שביל השטן הבון מפיך הספוס הידוע ולא יחס על צינר השטן בסוי סמוי right? This is the question of what of the prostate gland pressing on the what on the שביל השטן and because of that not permitting they call it by the way urologists call it J-ing because the שביל goes straight but because the gland pushes it, presses it, it looks like a J, they call it J. He says, ובשעס ניתוח מוכרוכים להסיק גם שביל השיף הזה לעמוד לביגוף, כמו שפשוט, אין שמו שפטף, כי אין לזה איסר סירוס דרייסה, רק בגרם בונן, כמו שפיית קוסיטיב. In other words, it could be at most an איסר דרבונן. What would be the איסר דרבונן? I don't know how many of you learn Shmoni Shvotze, Psirus Achasirus. Now, would someone use a solace? Is he permitted to drink Kois Itrim? Mm-hmm. Somebody use a solace already? Let's say the solace debates him. Is he permitted to now be Mesaris himself, Begit? The Gemara says, yes, Psirus Achasirus. Could he drink Kois Itrim? But that's only a Rabbon. A kois ikin. Kois ikin means a kois, some kind of a medical kois that would render him infertile anyhow. Even if he were not sterile, it would sterilize him anyhow. Alright? So it's not more. Or the cholo ifni says, hanituach muta nishim sofek skone, ve'ene nefsa lova bikone. That is not also lova bikone. So the Chazon Ish has except gomel, that what except that is that you are permitted to, and there's no problem involved. I'm sorry. The Maisa, he says that you are permitted to. What? Why? He says because he puts it under pikuach nefesh. It's number one. Number two, I would think that the Chazon Ish is hinting here to something else. Is that he's hinting here that even if it is holy, even if the holy she'en bo sakone, even if it were where holy she'en bo sakone, that the Rabbonin would not have been goyzen. So the Ish doesn't say it in Ish. That the Rabbonin would not have been goyzen in a case of this kind. I think this is what he is meramis to.
You mean the Tzoch Aguf is not Tzua?
But?
When it's the Tzoch Aguf?
Yeah, he says two things. First, that the Tzoch Aguf is not the Tzua. Secondly, at most it would be a Drabonon, he says. This is what he says. And this is what that was he saying. Now, if you take a look.
What is the Tzua? I'm not sure we're assuming that
Sirus Akhira.
Sirus Akhira. If we're assuming that, then we're sorry.
He's above it. Sirus Akhira. Sirus means, let's say he's a Soros Khamer. Soros B'dei Shemayim. Is he permitted to be Nesari something else of his reproductive organs?
But in all these cases with the prostate, the person isn't necessarily sorry.
He becomes a Soros.
Oh,
after
then,
surgery.
Oh, then the shvira.
After surgery he becomes, if you cut the shvira azera, obviously.
But he's not before.
No.
Here it's only the Durban consists of Tsaras Apatars, but in our case of the surgery.
He says that it couldn't be more than drinking a Kois Ikrin in this case. He doesn't say this is called a Soros Apatars. He doesn't say that it's called a Soros Apatars. He says it couldn't be worse than that. Why not? Because first he considers it first a vatati klas nefesh, and then he considers the entire process only. In other words, the entire iser de rabbonim, like kois ikrin after swiss, after one is a source, he considers this only when there is no choilu. In other words, rabbonim would not have been. It's a, this again a very dangerous thing to say. Rabbonim. This is why he doesn't say to fish that the rabbonim would not have been goyzer in a case like this.
Are there differences if a person has already been a kind of Arabia?
No. We're going to see something that Rav Moshe, this will be leave to the very end. Something that Rav Moshe is Mechadish. We will have a very interesting kind of a discussion on that. Now, if you look, for instance, in the Minchas Yitzchok, which we have on page 28, he says the question that was asked of the Minchas Yitzchok was exactly our question, and in the Shaila, by the way, and I want you to know that as future Rabbonim you should know that a Shaila you don't only ask, you work on the Shaila before you ask someone to answer it, meaning that you yourself have to. And I can tell you, I quote once a lot about Shaila. That you do surgery of another kind. So the Rosh says, "No, no, Rosh Well, what do you say?" So I went through with the Rabbi one day on the thing for about an hour. I told him how I, what I would say in this particular Shaila. But even so, I said I don't want to be Tzomach myself, and that's why I'm calling the Rosh. He says, so you have good kipasim. No, the kipasim are right. No, let's don't die. I agree with you. So he told me at that time, my biggest problem is that Talmidim of mine call me up with a shayla. And they want me to work out the truth. He says, a shayla should be written where you should come to a conclusion and say that what you don't want to be soimach on yourself. You want to have someone to support your reasoning. But not that you should just ask a shayla, tell me what the aloha, and I'm going to do what you tell me. Now, take a look at the shayla. The shayla is a rather long one. Now, but his conclusion is on page 30. Maybe it should be done to a goy. Now look under Beis is discussing the thing which we discussed Sirus after Sirus. Now, I'm sorry? 30. He says, okay, the second shayla is muta lo biko. That's the shayla, if you remember, that we discussed. Is he put alone on the cross? Permitted to get married? Or even is he permitted to remain with his wife? And he comes to a conclusion that he's mutter. And then he brings the Chazanish. In both he brings the Chazanish. He comes to a very interesting kind of a conclusion, which is the following. That obviously, what? Yeah. Obviously he says, the Shvile HaZera are not the problem. The Shvile HaZera become a problem, I'm talking about the medical problem. They become a problem when? After you take out the prostate, it's a question of what? Infection, right? So he says you should first take out the prostate, not cut first the Shvile HaZera. But first, in other words, remove the prostate gland, or reduce the prostate gland. And then is already a problem that you may get an infection, right? And this becomes, then the Shvile HaZera become a suffix pikuach nefesh. So he tells doctors what to do. What to do. The same thing, if you look carefully, basically, the Tzitz Eliezer is about Zavota. After that, yeah. After the Mishas Yitzchok, we have the Tzitz Eliezer, who has a whole shilin in Tuach Prostate, he almost comes to the same conclusions. What's rather interesting, gentlemen, is that in the tshuva of the, with nothing to do with what we are talking, in the tshuva of Minchas Yitzchok, he brings a kosse v'hatzon, son rosh. Interesting thing, the Gemara calls someone who's opening at a penis is a nut in the middle. The Gemara is thinking maybe this is the meaning of Kishon. Gemara is a big problem. He brings the Kosher Darsona that he says that Oriental Jews are physiologically different in that from Occidental Jews. Because Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, and he said it's rather interesting that he discussed it at a together, that he discussed it at a shiur that he gave for doctors, and they said, how did he ever come to this conclusion that something that we have noticed for so many years and have not really come to any conclusion about? And they started now, they investigated it, and they found that Jews coming from Iraq, especially, have this kind of thing. And obviously, he says you can't call it because of that, the shofar, because it's natural. Now, I want to read to you now the shiurs. You know the shiurs. The question is, there are many things that the Gemara is saying that have a din of treason. And we know that with medical, so the Rambam holds the yish treifos shemikubolim lehatzit. There are treifos which are mikubol that they are treifos. For afal gaf the yish lehem refuah, but they odo mikre in a chaya. In other words, though if you would give him, let us say, you would give him medication, then he would get well, it's still called Enachaya. It's still called Enachaya. In other words, it's still called Tate. It's still called Tate. This will, by the way, this is going to be the machloike between the Rabbi Natan and the Balalochus Gedrinus, whether the Beyo Achas, and you give him a refuah in order to strengthen the second Beyo. And because of that, he's moilet. Right? Because of that he's murdered. If this will be called a tshuva daka or not, but this will be called, in other words, you have to remove one testicle, right? You have to remove one testicle. But you give him medically, you give him a medicine which will what? Which is going to strengthen the second baby, because of that he will be moiled. Is he considered a tshuva daka or not? Rabbi Tam, I told you the places in the base, says he is not considered a tshuva daka. Rabbi Moshe Gedolia says that he is. This would be a question. But if the Rabbi Tam says that even independent of medication that you are moiled, you are not called a tshuva daka, then actually what he is saying that Beyo Achas is not considered tshuva daka. That's actually what he's saying. Now this is a machlok. So here, take a look what the Hemek Shiloh, you know who the Hemek Shiloh is, the Netziv. What the Netziv said is in Kiseitze, on the Yorah tshuva daka. By the way, the Shiltos says the Ferish, that's one, but he says that there is those who argue on it and say it's not. And it's not. And who's the one who argues? Who's the Balalochus Gedolus? Now, he says, take a look, listen at the words of the Hemek Shiloh. The kivun de palio de refu optimimis. Memele tolui bishinu hamokoim wa akli. Akli means climate. The gam has money. The gam has money. Nishtanu bikamun yonim. Kimoshikosa patoishus poiris rechperis rechperigimu. Bikamun koimus. Toishus the gabi treifus says it. Vai mashikosa patis yosef. If my other silly couldn't involve, please you let us the test. You know, for instance, today, Moses says, you let us the test, if you let us in Kotoy. Any you let us in Kotoy. Let us resign, if you let us in Kotoy. In other words, you let us the test has that complete nine month pregnancy. We know it's not so, he said. We know it's not so today, we know it's not so. He says it's a change of what? Of place, climate, and time. The extra, now listen, the koimon u bezmanon shabalet, toises lo yoditzrochem afile yifu ale de sama. That when the Rabbein of Tam says, you wanted to say that, that what? That it, you didn't even need refuah. So even if today he says we need refuah, it's still kosher. Now, we have not just to now to try to summarize. Try to summarize. First problem, which was the problem that we had, if you have needed to operate, seems that everybody agrees that you are, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, even if it's only one, a question of yisur. Okay. I told you, it's the only one that I know who ever raised the question that you should not be permitted to was Rav Henkin. It's Rav Henkin on himself. We will leave the Mutalova Bikol as the last thing. Is one a thing that is caused Bidei Shomayim Foili, which is Bidei Shomayim, right? And after that it is an intervention by Adam through surgery. Is this called Bidei Shemayim or not? You know, it's Trilosoi Bidei Shemayim, the Sofer Bidei Adam. There we have what the Rosh would say is a machloek between Rashi and the Rambam.
So they're telling
me
it's not even considered a Bidei Shemayim?
What?
They now say, according to the Rosh, it's not even considered a Bidei Shemayim.
Yes. You get sick, toilet.
So it's not Bidei Shemayim?
The whole thing is not called Bidei Shemayim.
Oh,
is not called the Vish, is not called the Vishamayim. Choyle is the Vishamayim. Choyle is the Vishamayim, right? The growth of the prostate is not the Day Odom, it's the Vishamayim. You still are not permitted to what? To interfere the Day Odom. Why? Because you do not call Choyle, period. Choyle, you do not call the Vishamayim. Right? He seems to think that Rashi holds the same thing, right? The Rosh seems to feel that the Rashi comes up. Yes.
Getting sick.
Yeah.
That be day Shemayim, the day of the according to the Rosh.
The Rosh does not call that the day in Shemayim.
No, but it doesn't matter whether it's Tzvi or Sotah.
Yeah, fine, but we have that problem. We call it.
Yeah,
fine. Oh, yeah. So special definition. You're right. The question is, do you call Choyle Tfilos of the Day Shemayim? Okay, fine. Let's define it that way. Okay, fine. Your definition is more correct. All right. Now, yes. I'm sorry.
Isn't there a notion that every call of the Day Shemayim?
Well.
Ravana
in this whole parsha says, what? Ravana,
I think,
in this whole parsha
says, Ravana says that all
is only because of faith. Of a person. Why? Good. That's an
Oinish Minashimai. Well, the word about it, that is in person.
In other words, you lost it. If a person would have been Tzadik Rami, you wouldn't have gotten sick like a fever. Fine, but any Tzadik Rami says, in other words, everybody has to get the coinage one way or another, right? Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiva Yochel, created that this way, that ain't we going on the time to go out for Shiyasi Pegulay Yasta. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if
I think the Ramban would agree. But the Ramban said that where there's perfection, then there would be no faith. Now, but we have come to a conclusion that the Rosh, we have shown the Beis Shmuel, we have shown the Teferet Shmuel, that they do not agree with the Rosh in the way he learns Rashi. Right? So everyone seems to pass him. Everyone seems to pass him against the Rosh in that. Everyone seems to pass him against the Rosh in that, and they consider Choyle Tfilos HaBidei Shemayim, right? Tfilos HaBidei Shemayim. Now we come to the question Mutar Lo Bekol. I showed you the Tzitz Eliezer, the Minchas Yitzchok, who say that there's no problem, that it would be considered what? It would be considered that you are Mutar Lo Bekol. The only one whom I have seen who made a certain distinction was Rav Moshe. You have the whole tshuva, and I think if you want to go in deeper into the thing, this is by the way why I think this is on 1920s. Rav Moshe has a very lengthy tshuva on that. Rav Moshe comes at this to a modern conclusion that someone who is not married take a look, this is on page 27 Yochain Lemaisa. Do you have it? The Lochain Lemaisa. Im hoyu kvar nosui, ve osu loya mituach, kishi nechlo batir at ashtam, ve oit machlo et shitzorch, kishi uze nidu menes as prastei, ve chotfo oritim gam es shvila zera vahabitim, ein lechayet lgarish et ishtoi, kibu shil arambam hu kosh. And interesting, again, he's only putting down the Rambam, he does not put in the Rashi, because, I guess because of the Rosh, he doesn't want to get into the Rambam. אבל לרווק שעושה לו ניתוח זה, רווק means a single person, יש לפויס לו מליסו איש הקשרו, אף כשזה רק למינוסו. A distinction which is very difficult almost to live with. I'm going to try to explain what that wish is basically saying. He says like this. He says like this. If he is married and he has that operation and they cut the Shvilei Hazara, then he does not have to divorce his wife. He can live with it.
The Isser is
Nisoy.
I'm sorry?
If the Isser is Nisoy, so then... The Isser is to live, or live to
adapt or become a chef. Well, once he was
born... Who says that? Why? Why? But he says, a bocher, a rabak, who had to undergo this kind of surgery, and it is possible. Plus, it becomes cancer or something. Then he says that you should not let him marry a Shemsheva, even if she wants to marry him. And he says, whom can he marry a Gioris? But you have to tell her that he went through that surgery, because if not, it could be a condition test. That's what Ramushi passed for Allah. Now, I have to... What? No. This is the Gemara saying you can marry a psula, one who is possible, not a nonsense. Now, we have now the problem on understanding the mission. I would like to explain it in the following manner. There are two dinim. One is lehoitzi es ishtoi, and one is liso es ishtoi. These are two dinim. In order to be moitzi es ishtoi, you have to have a certainty that is not permitted to live. There has to be vadoyes. Vada'it, that he's not permitted to live this. And owing to the fact that Rambam and Rashi would seem to say that what? That Choyle is considered Chilosoi V'dei Shemayim, right? And this is to be treated like Choros Chamo. Then you have no Vadoyes to say that what? That he is to divorce Vahitzi. In order to be Moitzi as Ishtoi, there has to be a vadoyes. There has to be a certain. On the other hand, in order to get married, there has to be a vadoyes that he's permitted to get married. So this is why he says that legabe, nisuin, if he's already married, owing to the fact that according to Rambam and the way we saw him according to Rashi, he's kosher. Memele, you cannot tell him, divorce your wife. He's going to tell you, what do you mean divorce my wife? I mean, is there a vadoyes that the halacha is like this? I'm going to divorce her. If there's a vadoyes, that's when you can tell him, divorce your wife. On the other hand, marriage, there has to be a vadoyes that he's permitted to get married. And this vadoyes you don't have, because there are those who are arguing on it. This is the only way you can understand that mission. Now, let me say, and this is what I want to conclude basically, that as Rabbonim, Mirza Shemois, this is come, go to the Shaila. It is obvious that you would have no problem to be matirid, but owing to the fact that it is possible to perform the surgery without cutting the Shvili Hazara, not getting into the Sofik at all, and not to get into the Sofik at all, you are to act in a consultative manner, and counsel the person, in other words, to tell the doctor to do it without cutting the Shvili Hazara, because it has been ascertained that it is in no way a greater danger to infection if whether you cut it or you don't. The doctor will only tell you, but I do it all the time. I mean, this will be this is how I'm used to do this kind of surgery. By the way, this is almost the answer that you get almost from everyone today, from the older doctors. I know how to do the surgery, and that's how I did it all the time. And the doctor is very reluctant to change his ways. And the reasons are very simple ones. Because then he has to answer to his conscience, why did I do it until now? Why did I do it until now? So he has to it's almost a question of self-justification. And maybe Taka, you know, he's used to do it. Tzrigilus. But you ought to say that to the person, and maybe even speak directly to the doctor. I also want to, this is something I don't think I have to even say, I also want to tell you the distinction that we made in Rav Moshe between Lohoitzi, right, as Ishtoi, or Liso Isha, right? And the reason why by Liso Isha you are not, Rav Moshe says that you are not permitted to, is the reason being that Kidei Liso, you have to have a Vadoyus that he's permitted to get married. Kidei Ligarish, you have to have a Vadoyus that he's not permitted to live as it. Right? Kidei Liso, you have to have a Vadoyus too often. Hashem in Rabbonus already, besides me, that he should have almost 40 years. And Rabbonus almost for the same time, and almost all the time, but one particular tree. The same tree. One of the things that I always had to almost explain again and again to Balabatim, and unfortunately to Rabbonim as well, who have approached me with problems. And that is, Rabbi, if you don't know that it is also, that you are not permitted to do it, then why do you tell me that I should know? In other words, the question is, if you have no vadoyus that it is also, then I should be permitted to do it. This carries itself over, by the way, in the Indian of Kashas, you find it very, very often. People have the idea now, if you don't know the ingredients, then I could eat it. I mean, if it doesn't say there anything that would show me that it is good, why should I not eat it? I have to know that I am not permitted to. No, you have to know whether you are permitted to. This is basically what Rav Moshe is saying here in his conclusion. A bocher, in order to get married, you have to know that he is permitted to, right? And if you don't know, he cannot marry her, right? He cannot get married to a Bas Yisrael. He can't get married to a Geyoris, he can't get married to a Nisino. And this, by the way, is one of the most, I would consider, one of the greatest problems that you are going to face as a Rabbonim, if you are going to be a Rabbonim. Both of you will be doctors, please, and become urologists. Don't cut the Shvili Hazara. Don't cut the Shvili Hazara. But one of the greatest problems that we are facing is that we are asked to say with certainty that you are not permitted to, rather than say with certainty that you are permitted to. And the general I would say, general decision, general achlota with a wolf should be, if I cannot ascertain that it is right, it means it is wrong. It means it's wrong. You're going to tell me now, and those of you are going to tell me, I koyach da teiro odif. Koyach da teiro odif? Yes, koyach da teiro odif. If you ascertain with learning that it is muta. Obviously, it's easy to say on everything it's awesome. That's the second problem. Second problem is that you're going to say on everything, all right, we have no problem, it's awesome. I can't go wrong by saying it's also. No, then he had the cloud of Kwesta Teva Odev. But Kwesta Teva Odev means if you work through Shasun Poskim and you are certain that it is Muta, then Kwesta Teva is Odev. But if you remain with a Sofik, you can never be Mata. You can never be Mata. We have an interesting question. It's nothing to do with what we are discussing at this point. I had an interesting shaila last week. A girl who is getting married in 2 weeks. And when she has any water coming into her ears, her headaches are just tell her she has to go to bed. She has to lie in bed for days. The inner ear is sensitive to any kind of water. And as you know, the inner ear has to do with the balance of it. And in other words, she loses her balance for sure. And when she takes a shower, she has earplugs that she puts into the ear. And the earplugs have been not just for sure the earplugs, she is getting special earplugs that fit completely the ear where not any kind of drop will get into her ear. She had a problem with tefillin. I can tell you that I am working on that shaila already now for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And we have come to a conclusion. A conclusion that I'm not going to tell it to you because that's a shaila that you should ask every case has to be judged individually and separately. But I want you to know that until I came to that conclusion and I had support for my decision, something that old tshuva that Nachum Zenbar Zecheinu Livracha on a similar case on what to do in this kind of problem. And you know, here you are playing this fire. You know why you're playing this fire? Because this girl can come to a conclusion that either to do it and, you know, put in the earplugs and it may not be tefillin, or come to a conclusion to heck with all of it. What am I, because of that, not going to get married? So, you have to sit on this meducha. You have to work it through. Don't just, if you have a shaila like this, say, oh, the German spoke about it, when he spoke to us, and he came to a conclusion, let me ask him, what should I do? No, that's not the way. And because of that, by the way, because that is the approach of, unfortunately, you know, they said that they gave smicha a Moshe for the life. They gave the smicha and they gave a Moshe's telephone number. Because of that, I want you to know, Rabbonim stopped learning. They became social workers. They became public speakers, everything in the world, but not Rabbonim. They became preachers and as I said, social workers and good psychologists at times, good advisors, counselors. They were everything but Rabbanim. They don't even know how to start paskening a shayla. We're going to ask. Instead, they're going to ask Natasha Shechter, they're going to ask the Willing, they're going to ask me. I mean, they will have a way of following a pendler. We're going to call up and we're going to get an answer. I once, and that's Hatoy Ani Maske Rayoim, I shouldn't have said it, it was an Indian of Chutzpah. I once told Rav Moshe what I'm telling you now, and I said, no one has a right, unless it is a question that you have to answer right now. I mean, it's a question, but you can't wait. But if not, I said, Rav Moshe Rashir should be more for me. Rav Moshe should tell them, work it through, and then come to me. What do you think, I'm a computer? In fact, the Rosh Hashiva is getting questions of girls asking what kind of chewing gum they can use. I say it's Chatzayin Maski Hayoyim, I think it was an Indian of Chutzpah. I should never have done it, I'm telling you. But this is something that I feel very, very strongly about, and I think you should feel very strongly about. If you want to grow in learning after that, no, we have already a 4-year Smith program. Not getting excited. It's not something that excites me. It doesn't excite me, and I tell you why it doesn't excite me. Please take this off.